I want to tell you, many times we think we are ready to handle a blessing that God wants to place in our life, or we think we're ready for it, and yet we come to find out later on that we were not ready for it at all.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message is from a new sermon series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part one from that series. Chosen for the commanded blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Know your source. Know your source. Don't get caught up in people. Sometimes people have come along and give you one of those good Pentecostal handshakes. If you don't know what that is, then don't try to search for it. Good Pentecostal handshake usually is some monetary something in somebody's hand. They reach up, shake your hands, it slides from their hand into your hand and into your pocket. Thank God for all the Pentecostal handshakes. However, I can tell you those are blessings on top of blessings, because if you look for every one of those to come by the hand of someone else, you might starve to death before the next Pentecostal handshake comes your way. You better know who your source is. It's not your neighbor sitting next to you. And no, sir and ma'am, married to your spouse, it is not your spouse that is your source and supply. God is your source. Anything after that is merely a resource. The source is God Almighty. And it's important for you, if you're writing it down, to stay connected is the key to sustain blessings. Anything that breaks its connection from its source will soon die. You take the fish out of water, and because the fish's environment is to survive inside of the water, the fish will die. You pluck the tree up from the ground, from the soil in which it's planted, and you'll find the tree will die, immediately begins to die, because it is disconnected from its source. You disconnect man from God, and I can tell you, you will soon begin to die, because life comes through Jesus Christ, and the sustained blessings depend upon you staying connected to the source, who is God Almighty. Say amen. Amen. Another principle I want to get in your spirit is this, is that obedience in the small things qualify you for greater things. I want to ask you a question. How many of you are looking for greater things in your life? Let me see your hand. Oh, about 50 of you. Praise God. I want to find out one more time, how many of you are looking for greater things in your life? Oh, we're picking them up as we go. It's a good thing the rapture doesn't have a second call. Come on, somebody. Obedience in the small things qualify you for greater things. Say that with me. Obedience in the small things qualifies you for the greater things. Here's the scripture. Faithful over a few things, ruler over many or much. God is saying to us that if you can't be faithful over that $10 in your hand, you won't get $1 million to sow in the kingdom. If you can't be faithful with one wife, why would I give you another one when you threw that one out? Understand that if you're faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over many. When you're faithful over the small thing, I want to add to you this. Understand the scripture says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. For some of you that think that I've been doing this and preaching to this kind of crowd all of my life, you need to know, as I was relaying to the Starting Point class, that we, when we started pastoring there at Destin, had 10 people, including an infant, in the nursery. I want you to know that I'll preach no matter how big the crowd is. That makes no difference. But you need to understand, I didn't discount the days of small beginnings. That's the reason why God allows me to stand here before you. It's not arrogance. It's not ego. It's confidence. Because if you know that you've been faithful in the small things, then whenever God begins to increase you, it won't go to your head, and you won't think you're the one who brought your own self to the dance. I can't get no help in here. You need to know that the blessings of God that are upon your life in greater proportion today are not there by accident. Because you are faithful over the small things in your life and the small beginnings, God will increase you according to your obedience to God's word. Because you're obedient when things were small, when nobody knew your name, when nobody knew your business, when nobody knew what was going on inside of your life, you remain faithful to that. And whenever the tithing bucket came along, whenever the opportunity came to give, whenever the opportunity came to serve, you didn't let your title or position go to your head. You got right in the trenches and in the ditches and went ahead and served the Lord. Can I tell you, the reason why you're where you are today is because of the hand of the Lord, and only because of the hand of the Lord upon your life. Here's another principle for you to write it down. I know some of you are brainiacs. You've got it all tagged up in your head, but you better never forget this one. Never worship the blessing over the blesser. That's where we are today in this materialistic society, that pray for blessings of God to come down, and then they start polishing it on Sunday. They pray for the blessings of God and forget the God who gave it. I want to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 8, where the Bible says this. When they were crossing over into Canaan, God says, I brought you here on purpose and with a purpose. This land belongs to you. I want to say it out loud. God said to the nation of Israel, this land belongs to you. I didn't ask you, and I don't care that there are parasites, Jebusites, Hivites, Hittites, and all the other Ike brothers in there. He said, I don't care about that. This land belongs to you. I want to say to all the Syrians and Lebanese and Jordanian and Saudi Arabian and Iranian and Egyptian and all the other brothers that are down there occupying God's property for God's chosen people, one day God's going to command the blessing and the land will return. The land will return. The land will return to the nation of Israel. God said this in Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Thank you for that one, amen. That he may establish his covenant. Why is he blessing you? Why is he giving you wealth? Why is he prospering you? That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto his fathers as it is this day. Why is that important? Because when God said, I'm going to bless you, it's not for your self-consumption. It's so that other people can see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. If you tell them it was my education, it was my expertise, it was my PhD that got this, then ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get all you get right here. But if you'll tell them it was the Lord who blessed this business, when you understand that all good and perfect gifts come down from God into your life, you're not afraid and ashamed to stand up at the city council or anywhere else and say it was the Lord who did this for me. I didn't do it for myself. Shout amen, somebody. God said, don't you forget me when you get in there and you start drinking all that honey and milk and stuff and start eating all those honeycombs and everything else in the promised land. He said, it shall be that if you do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, God said, I'll testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. I want to declare this to America and everybody else and to the church that feels like somehow we've arrived because we've got as many lights as Hollywood and we've got LED screens and we've got all the best of the best. I want you to know something. It's nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal unless you acknowledge the God of the great universe that sits high and looks low. God said, if you're going to be blessed, you better acknowledge the hand that is the one who's blessed you going in and coming out. You better remember the Lord when you get wealthy. You better remember the Lord when you're driving what you're driving, whether you're driving a hoopty or a Rolls Royce. Come on, somebody. I don't care if it smokes like a freight train. If God gave it to you, you ought to bless the Lord until the next one comes along. Come on, somebody. You ought to bless the neighborhood if it smokes a little bit and kill some mosquitoes. It'll keep the county from having to run their truck down there. I'm talking about the blessings of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. When you get wealth, when you get blessed, when you prosper, don't forget who God, who gave it to you. Now let me dive into the meat of this surgical procedure here this morning. All the blessings of God are conditional. Ooh, y'all were shouting a few moments ago when you thought everything was a free lunch, when you thought there was no participation on your part. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to do what? To observe and to do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee above, high above, all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He said this in verse 28. If you read chapter 28 on your own time, you'll find out the following was the reverse of the blessing. He said, if you disobey, verse 14, if thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left and go after other gods to serve them, but if it comes to pass, if you do not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments, statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. I want you to note that in the first several verses where God says, these are the blessings that I will put upon you, some 14 blessings, I believe it is, that comes upon them, they did not respond to those words of God with an amen. Because God's commandments, God's blessings, are unconditional to the believer. The promises of God are yea and amen to the glory of God, he says, by us. What is he saying? When God makes you a promise, when God opens his mouth, there's no devil in hell or nothing else that can stop that blessing from getting to you. So you don't even have to say amen to God when he says, I will bless you, because it is by covenant that God does that. Not everybody receives the blessings of the Lord because not everybody's in covenant. So they did not say amen, the children of Israel didn't, to the blessings that come. But if you read the scripture, you'll see where the children of Israel did have to say amen to all of the curses that would come upon them if they disobeyed and served other gods and attributed their blessings to other gods. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? They had to stamp their amen. It was like a signature on the covenant contract before God. In other words, God said, I will bless you and I'll do it by my right hand and my righteousness. But if you reverse the thing and it turns into a curse and you worship and serve other gods, then you better understand, and I want you to sign right here that you understand the policy manual. You understand the covenant, you understand the contract, that if you go away from me, then these curses are going to come upon you. And they said, amen. You better watch where you say amen. Look, no, nobody said it. That's right. So the blessings of God are conditional. Say that with me. The blessings of God are conditional. Write it down. Blessings are commanded on believers, though, who are in the right position. When you're in the right position, in the right condition, then, ladies and gentlemen, the blessings of God will be commanded upon you. Here's the word command by definition. Command, to dominate from an elevated or a strategic position. That didn't bless you like it did me. To dominate from an elevated or strategic position, to command. So when God says, I command you and I will command the blessing and I will lift you into higher places, I want you to understand this. God is saying, I am sitting up high in the command position. All principalities and powers are underneath my feet. And so when I command the blessing to come to you, I am sitting in the strategic position in order to see everything that's going on in your life and where the devil's hitting you and where the enemy's attacking you. And I still have the ability to command the blessing to fall on you and to overtake you. Touch your neighbor and tell them you've been chosen for this blessing.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.